With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It's Black Friday, the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season, and bargain hunters are out in force.
Some people were up at 5 a.m. hitting the doorbusters, but a lot of people are shopping at home in their pajamas. But we actually found 59% are going to buy on Cyber Monday, 53% on Black Friday, and 50% on Small Business Saturday.
That is senior industry analyst Ted Rossman with Bankrate.com. He says Black Friday is still a big deal at many malls. It's still the biggest day of the year for in-store shopping. Israel taking steps to protect civilian lives as Hezbollah has apparently begun violating terms of that ceasefire in southern Lebanon. For more than a year, Hezbollah has been using that area to launch missiles into northern Israel. And Israel only recently was able to wrap up its work in Gaza against the terrorist group there and divert their attention to southern Lebanon. Some Canadian leaders bristling over threats from President-elect Donald Trump to impose 25% tariffs on both Mexico and Canada if they don't stop the flow of illegals and drugs over U.S. borders north and south. For one thing,
Canada is no Mexico,
says Ontario Premier Doug Ford, who added on CTV.
We do approximately, just Ontario alone, $500 billion of two-way trade.
Meantime, as Jeremy House reports, Canada's antitrust watchdog is suing Google over alleged anti-competitive conduct.
The agency wants the company to sell off two of its services and pay a penalty. Canada's Competition Bureau says that such action is necessary because an investigation it conducted into Google found that the company unlawfully tied together its ad tech tools to maintain its market dominance. The matter is headed for the Competition Tribunal, a quasi-judicial body that hears cases brought forward by the Competition Commissioner about noncompliance with the Competition Act.
That is Jeremy House, and this is SRN News. A French television station has been fined by the government.
CNews is an independent public access channel, and it recently aired an opinion piece that stated that abortion is the leading cause of death around the world. France's Audiovisual and Digital Communication Regulatory Authority has fined CNews 100,000 euros, stating that, quote, abortion cannot be presented as a cause of death. In fact, there are 73 million abortions globally each year, a number which far outpaces the death toll for any other disease. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Boise State has pulled out of the Mountain West Women's College Volleyball Tournament rather than play San Jose State, which has a male on the team. Boise State has released a statement saying, quote, the decision to not continue to play in the tournament was not an easy one. We should not have to forego this opportunity while waiting for a more thoughtful and better system that serves all athletes. This is SRN News. Wall Street wraps up the week on a positive note. Here's correspondent Paul Harloff.
Stocks closed with solid gains as Wall Street put the finishing touches on one of its best months of the year. The S&P 500 rose 0.6%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 188 points, or 0.4%. The NASDAQ added 0.8%. Friday was an abbreviated trading day with stocks closing at 1 p.m. Investors were looking for signals as to how much shoppers are willing to spend on gifts for the holidays. Apple rose 1% as the tech giant watches to see how much excitement its iPhones with AI features generate for the holidays. Paul Harloff.
The 2024 Atlantic hurricane season comes to an official close tomorrow. The season saw 11 hurricanes compared to the average 7. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.